We're on Daf Kuf Nun Amid Beis, approximately 9 lines down from the top. Ein machshichen al tchum liskar polim lahavi peros. The Mishnah had established that you're not allowed to go all the way out to the boundary on Shabbos, the boundary of tchum, in order to hire polim immediately after Shabbos, or in order to import fruits or produce right after Shabbos. Tana Rabbana Maise bechosid echod shenifritzalo peretz besoch sadehu. So he has now an opening in the wall of the fence that surrounds his field. So obviously, if we're talking about a pious man, he wants to make sure that he fulfills the halacha. There's a hole breached in the fence of his field, and nimlach aleha legodra. On the Shabbos, he made a decision that he has to re-establish the fence. In other words, that breached area, he's got to fence it off. V'nizkar sheShabbosu, and all of a sudden, he realized, it occurred to him that it's Shabbos, and this was a chet machshava, that he thought that even today, on the Shabbos itself, he would fence it out. So he had a machshava for a shogeg. V'nimna osa chasiv lo gadra, and he sort of punished himself, and he refrained from fencing in the breach, even after Shabbos. Again, even though, keep in mind, not only is it a shogeg, but it was only a machshava. So he penalized himself, he resolved not to benefit from it, from this machshava. So guess what? Nasalo nes vi also botzlaf. As a result of this piety, Hashem brought about a miracle, and a caper tree grew in the breach. Umimena hoisa parnasoso uparnosas anshe beso. And this caper bush provided for him, its berries and its leaves, a livelihood for not only himself, but also for the members of his household. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Mutar li Adam lo melech havero lekrach ploni ani holech lemachar. As we saw in the previous shiur, Shmuel's of the opinion that if you hint that you want to hire somebody, but you don't say it explicitly, then you don't violate the Isra V'dabru Dover. Here's a case where he says to his friend that I'm going to a certain city tomorrow. And he can even ask his friend to come along with him. And that applies even if the city is outside the Tchum Shabbos. She'im yesh burginin holech. If there were these small huts that we said were for security, they used to put a person there to protect the city from any possible adversaries. So in such a case that beyond the Tchum Shabbos there are, or towards the end of the Tchum Shabbos, there are these little burgen in these huts, then even on Shabbos itself he could go. Because from the burgen in you get an extension of another 2,000 amma. Now, let's go back to the pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, "Im tashiv mi Shabbos raglecha v'chibadeto v'asos rachecha mimtzochef tzecha v'dabru davar." And from the fact that it says "mimtzochef chafotzecha v'dabru davar," we derive that a dibur that has an asiya of cheftzei chol is aser v'Shabbos, and even a dibur that doesn't have a toelis, that has no purpose for cheftzei chol, like for example, if he says about himself that he's going to do a malacha tomorrow, even that's asura. That's also called the Dibur Shel Chol. And we derived earlier on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel from the Pasuk V'Dabru Dovash Lo Yei Diburcha Shel Shabbos Ki Diburcha Shel Chol. And yet Shmuel says that it's mutter to say to a person that Lekrach Ploni Ani Holech Lemachar, that tomorrow I'm going to leave the Tchum of Shabbos, and I'm going to go to a certain place. even though that's something that's osur on Shabbos. So how do we reconcile this heter of Shmuel with the pasuk that prohibits dvarim shalchol, dibrim shalchol? And the answer is because if there are burgenim outside of the city, up until that krach, you know, that metropolis that he wants to get to, so there's a continuous flow of houses without a 70 amma hefsek between one house and the other, then holech, he's allowed to go on Shabbos itself to that metropolis, because the burgenin, as we said before, will extend the boundaries of the city, and anywhere within the boundaries of the burgenin is considered that same city, and he gets 2,000 amos from the end of the burgenin, which extends, the burgenin will extend and expand the circumference around the city, the radius around the city that he's allowed, that's considered the city itself from which we count 2,000 amma. Now, Ha'ir Atzma, Kula Chashuva Ka'arba Amas Linyin Tchumin, the whole city is considered like 4 amas as far as Tchumin is concerned. Now, this Halicha has a possibility of a heter on Shabbos al yidei burgenin. Therefore, since there's a potential in the conceptual world of extending the tchum, he's allowed to say it to his friend, "I'm going outside the tchum to that place tomorrow," even though there are no burgenin. So in actuality, he really is talking about going chutz l'tchum tomorrow. But there is a possibility of going that far on Shabbos itself, if, again, a theoretical, if there are burgenin. So that since there are situations or conditions that would allow him to go to that city on Shabbos itself, therefore he's allowed to say that he's going to travel there after Shabbos, even though those conditions have not been fulfilled, and in fact there are no burgenin. So again, even though as a general rule you're not allowed to speak about something that you're going to perform after Shabbos, which is prohibited on Shabbos, so for example, to ask a Jew or a Gentile to perform something for you on Shabbos, or even on Motzi Shabbos, that would be forbidden because of the Dabru Dover. But this doesn't apply where the act itself would be permitted on Shabbos under certain circumstances. I mean, you can't apply the principle of, well, it would be permitted if there was a Pikuach Nefesh. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about, the conditions themselves could actually come to fruition. Now, Shmuel teaches us that this Iser of preparing to perform something after Shabbos which cannot be performed on Shabbos doesn't apply to an act that could sometimes, under certain conditions, be mutar on Shabbos. And the Gemara asks the following question. Tnan, in our Mishnah, it says, Ein machshichin al hatchum liskar polim ulahavi peros. Okay, bishlema liskar polim divishabbos lo motzi agar. So now he's going out to the boundary of the tchum in order to do something right after Shabbos that would be prohibited on Shabbos. El lahavi peros. Now, what's the iser of bringing peros? Are you telling me that it's going from, let's say, let's call it a reshus harabim into a reshus hayochid, right? Then on Shabbos, it's osur to bring, or, right, let's say, to letaltil, isur taltil from reshus harabim, or hotzah reshus l'reshus. Well, lema, why not raise the following theoretical possibility? She'im yesh shom mechitzos, maybe. That if there would be mechitzos, that would surround the place from which he wants to bring the peros to the place to which he wants to bring the peros, maybe he would be allowed under those circumstances, if those conditions had been met, to bring it in on Shabbos, because the mechitzas would make it into one reshus. So just like Shmuel was mater amira in the case where he has a takana, because maybe they're burgenin, so he should be mater lahachshich al atchum because of that theoretical possibility that maybe there would be mechitzos. So the Gemara answers that this din of lahavi peiros mishkachas la, in a situation where there's no takana, don't talk to me about mechitzos, it's not even a theoretical heter. Why? The peiros hamechubarim. He's actually talking about waiting for after Shabbos so he can immediately cut down the peros that he has growing in his field. And therefore he's not allowed to go out there on Shabbos to be there immediately after, you know, with Chashecha in order to be Tolesh, because then he's going out to the Tchum Shabbos, meaning the border of the Tchum Shabbos, for the sake of doing a Malacha which is prohibited on Shabbos. Gemara has another kasha now in Shmuel. Vatani Rav Osher, Rav Brisa, Rav Osher, Ein Machshichin al Atchum Lahavi Teven Vekash. He's not allowed to go out to the boundary in order to prepare for Motzi Shabbos so that he could bring Teven and Kash. Bishleim, I understand, Kash. Kash is straw that grows from the ground. It's Mishkachas Levi Mechubar. So perhaps he wants to detach the kash from the ground, and that would be a violation of Isur Katsira. But Teven, which is by definition Tolush, then there should be no Isur whatsoever. And that's the difference between Teven, which is already processed straw, and by definition it's Tolush, it's not Mechubar. So why do you tell me that there's a case in which it would be forbidden, and it would be absolutely forbidden, and there's no possibility of a takana? There is a possibility that he could bring them if he had mechitzos. So Gemara answers, betivna saria. We're talking about teven rakuv v'saruach, which is muktzah. And the reason why it's muktzah is because normally teven, which is processed straw, can be fed to an animal. And since it's roi lachilas behema, therefore it's not muktzah. But in this case, that it's so saruach, it's so foul-smelling, and it's so spoiled that even an animal wouldn't eat it, then it's muktzah. And therefore what he's saying is that I'm going to go out to the tchum so that I could bring in after Shabbos that which is muktzah, and that's prohibited. And the chiddush here is that even though muktzah is the rabbanon, but nevertheless it's asur to be metaltel muktzah. Now this processed straw is something that is usually designated for concrete to make bricks, and it has no purpose on Shabbos, as opposed to kash, which has a purpose because it can be fed to an animal. But teven can't be fed to an animal in the case where it's foul-smelling. And teven she'eno rakuv, if it wasn't so rakuv, is roi l'machal behem, and it's not muktzah. So again, we would say that if you said to your friend, well, tomorrow we're going to do so-and-so, meaning after Shabbos, and that so-and-so is also on Shabbos midrabbanon, like for example the case of muktzah, that would be osur. Or for example, to be machshech al tchum for the sake of moving muktzah, even though it's only an isur rabbanon, that would be included under the violation, the prohibition of osur lahachshech al tchum. Toshma, another kash on Shmuel. And this is from a later Mishnah, we didn't get to it yet. Machshichin al atchum lefakeach al iske kala v'al iske ames. So we're allowed to go out to the boundaries on Shabbos, so that immediately after Shabbos we can attend to the needs of a bride or a deceased person. So now we're going to be daik from that Mishnah. Al iske kalu mes in. For the necessity of a bride or burial of a dead, then it's permitted to be machshich al atchum, because these are mitzvahs, and if he waits till nightfall to get out to the boundary, then he might not be able to prepare adequately for these mitzvahs. But the diuk is that only for these kinds of cases would you be allowed to be machshich al atchum al iske acher lo. For the benefit or the affairs of another person, it would not be permitted. There's no mitzvah involved. Therefore, he's not allowed to go out to the boundary in order to wait for Motzi Shabbos immediately to perform these activities, which would be forbidden on Shabbos. And in this case, those activities have no element of Dvar Mitzvah in them. So the very enterprise for which you're permitted for the sake of a bride or for a deceased person is forbidden for the sake of someone else. So the Gemara says, Bishleima acher dumya de kala. I can understand the Mishnah is machmir in the case of another person that's similar to a case of a bride. Mishkachas lo lemigzola asa. That let's say, for example, he's waiting for Shabbos to end so he could cut down hadasim. Asa is a hadas. And that's something that you're going to use to either adorn the chuppah or perhaps use it to be mesameach the chasen kala. Here in this case, you would have to cut down the branch, which obviously is also on Shabbos, and therefore to jump over to the end of the Tchum Shabbos, to be machshich al tchum, for the purpose of cutting a branch after Shabbos, that would be asur, because then you're really doing a malacha. But the exception is going to be for a kala. And in the case of a kala, we have a dvar mitzvah, and we're going to allow machshich al tchum for the sake of a dvar mitzvah. Elemes, my nihu. In the case of a deceased person, what is the preparation that the Mishnah is referring to? Lahavilo aron v'tachrichim. That immediately after Shabbos, he wants to bring an aron, which is a coffin, and tachrichim are, we'll call them shrouds. Uktani mes in aval acher lo. The Mishnah is telling us that if it's for a deceased person and it's a great mitzvah, he's allowed to be machshich al tchum. But for another person, he would not be allowed to be machshich al tchum, to go out to the boundary on Shabbos in order to bring them something after Shabbos. V'amai lema im yesha mechitzos mevi. Why don't we go back to the Svar of Shmuel that there is a theoretical possibility that the conditions would allow you to take in kalim from chutz l'tchum after Shabbos, and that's also to be machshich al tchum. Again, if it's tachrichim, if it's an aron, that's permissible. But if it's kalim, just utensils for the sake of somebody, that's prohibited. Why don't we apply the principle of Shmuel? That maybe, theoretically, there would be machitzos, and there are situations in which you would be allowed to take this keli in. And the Gemara answers, mes nami mishkachas lo lemigzole glima. Even in the case of iskei mes, you can find a malacha that has no takana to be matirin on Shabbos, not like hotzah with regard to machitzos. And that is to cut tachrichim and to make sure that they fit the mess, cut them down. And that would be a meleches korea or meleches mechateh. So on this kind of halacha, there's never a heter. And that's why the Mishnah says that letzorach ha-mess mutol ha-achshich, But letzorech adam acher asur lahachshich. If you want to go out to the Tchum Shabbos, so then immediately after Shabbos, you can help your friend by cutting some beged that's maybe too long or what it might be, then that's a malacha which is certainly prohibited on Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to be machshuches al atchum for that malacha. Now the Mishnah continues, Aval machshichin, and you're allowed to go out to the boundary on Shabbos, who maybe peres biyodo. In other words, what he's doing is he's only guarding his peros, chutz l'tchum, that's what he wants to get to, but he's not going there for the purpose of, let's say, detaching his peros and reaping them. I mean, again, once he gets to that point where he's allowed to go till the tchum, then he's allowed to bring in his peros, even if it means detaching them. So now, let's talk about the Iser Malacha on Motzi Shabbos before Avdolah. The Mishnah indicates that it's mutter to be tolish peros and bring them inside after Shabbos. So the Gemara asks the following, Tlishas peros is a malacha. You're allowed to do malacha Yafa gavdalo mavdil, even without Avdolah. Hom Rabbi Elazar ben Antignos, Shum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Oslo li odom shiyase chafotzev korim shiyavdil. That the matir malacha is Avdolah. I'm not sure why the Gemara assumes that he's not going to make Avdolah, but I guess the Gemara thinks now that this person who's machshich al atchum is not, certainly not going to do Avdolah. So how can we be matir malacha before Avdolah? V'chitayim et Avdol b'tefillah, maybe he recited Avdolah in Ma'ariv, in Chonin Adas, and therefore he's mutter malacha. V'omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, ha'mavdil b'tefillah, tzorech she'yavdol ha'kos. And the Gemara assumes that there are two takonas of two Avdolahs, one in tefillah, one al ha'kos. And he needs both in order to be matir, in this case, tlisha. V'chitem et Avdol ha'kos, kos basada me'ika. And it's hard to believe that he has a kos there, out in the fields. So Tirgma Rab Nosin Bar Ami Kame de Rova Bein Hagitos, that the case in that Mishnah is where he's going out to his field during the period of Gitos, which is the period of reaping and harvesting the grapes. And therefore the Mishnah is talking about a case where he has yayin, he has wine available for himself in the Sada for Avdolah. And therefore he's allowed to do malacha right after Shabbos ends, because he's going to make Havdalah HaKos. Another answer, Amalei Rav Abba Le Rav Ashi, you don't have to say the Mishnah is talking Bein Agitos, but rather Bein Marava, in Eretz Yisrael, Amrin and Hachi, this is what they say about Motzi Shabbos, HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, they just make a recitation, without a cause, God blessed be you that you have separated from the sanctified day to the mundane day, and that's enough to be matir malacha. And there's no shemu malchus, there's no cause. It's just enough for heker lilavos es hamelach. That's Rashi's language, not here but elsewhere. The Avdin and Sarkin, and as soon as we recite that recitation, Amavdim and Kodesh L'chol, then immediately we're allowed to do Malacha for our needs, and then we'll do Avdolah Kitikuna on a cup of wine later on. So we see clearly that even without Avdolah Akos, you're allowed to do Malacha just by reciting those magic words, Amavdim and Kodesh L'chol, and how much more so if he recited Avdolah and Tefillah, then that alone would be enough to be matir malacha. And therefore our Mishnah is Miyushav, because Adam Zeh, this person, was Mispalel, and he was Mavdil in his tefillah. That's enough to be Matir Malach. He doesn't need Avdol HaKos. And we see the same thing in the name of Rav Ashi. I'm Rav Ashi. Kiavina Bey, Rav Kana. When I was in the house of Rav Kana, Havi Omar Rav Kana would say after Shabbos, Amavdim and Kodesh Lechol, Umesaltina and Silte. And immediately they would go out and cut down trees. The Mishnah says, Klal Omar Rabbi, Omar Abba Shol, Kol Sheni Zakai Be'amiroso Rashoyani Lahachshich Olav. So the Gemara is going to now try to understand these words of Abba Shol, that a general rule is for whatever I am, or whatever I'm permitted to instruct, I'm permitted to await nightfall, meaning to be machshich olav. So the Gemara says, Abba Shol ahe, on which din is in the Mishnah, related to which did in the Mishnah did Abishol formulate this klal, this principle? Ilema Reisha Koi, if we're going to assume that he's talking about the Reisha, where the Tanakhama says that it's Asur, Ein Machshich and Alatchum, Liskar Polim, Lavi Peros, you're not allowed to go out to the boundary in order to immediately after Shabbos hire Polim in order to bring in fruits. And on that, Abba Shol says a klal, he formulates a rule that the Isra HaShecha depends upon the Isra Amira. And that means that if he says, for whatever I am, meaning whatever Amir is mutter, then he's allowed to be Machshech al Tchum. Here we're going to turn to Daf Kuf Nun Aleph. It's difficult. Why? Hi, Kol Shani Zakai Bamiroso Rashayani Bechashechoso. That's not the appropriate language. If he's coming to tell me a Klal Isur, then he should have said, right, like Skiris Polim, then he should have said, Kol She'eni Zakai Bamiros, anything that I'm not allowed to say, like Skorli Polim, is Eino Reshoi Lachashi Chaso, my boy. That's what he should have said. Ela, but rather, Abba Shol is referring to a Sefer. What does it say in the Sefer? Avol Machshichu Lishmar, who may be Paris Biyodo. He's allowed to go out to the boundary line in order to protect his fruits. And then once he does so, after Shabbos, he's allowed to bring peros in with his hands. And Abba Shol wanted to be koveh from this case, a klal, to teach us that in general, these are the ways that you could be matirit. And the Gemara asks, Hi, kol asher shani zakai v'chashichosho, Rashai aniba miroso miboile. In other words, even if we assume that Abba Shol is relating to the Sefer, it still is difficult. Why does he use this language? He should have said, Kol shani zakai b'chashechoso, Rashai aniba miroso. Because we can be told the heter mira on the heter chashecha. In other words, he should have started with chashecha, right? Which is explicit in the Sefer, that you're allowed to go b'chashecha, in this case of Lishmar Peros. And he should have said, well, since I am allowed b'chashecha to be Machshech al Tchum, therefore I'm allowed to have an Amira of that sort. And I can talk about, you know, bringing, protecting my Peros and bringing them in. In other words, he was told the Heter Amira in a case where it's not explicit in the Mishnah, on the Heter Chashecha that's explicit in the Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, Liola Masefa Koi. I'm not bothered by that question. Why? Because Abba Shol Aha Koi. Abba Shol was told the Heter Chashecha, which is explicit, in the Heter Amira, which is not explicit, is Nismach al Din Shalo is Parish Mamish by Mishnah. Even though this din is not explicit in the Mishnah, but Mirov Pishituso, since it's so simple, it's as if it's Mefurash, and therefore you could be Tole Bo Dinim Achirim. So when Abashol says Kolshani Zakai ba Miroso, Zakai ni Bashayni Bechashichocho, then a simpler din is Ani Zakai ba Miroso, even though that's not explicit in the Mishnah. So the Gemara now brings the din of Heter Amira for Shmiras Peres, which is not in the Mishnah. The Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Mutol Liyodim Lomel Chavero, person's allowed to say to his friend on Shabbos, Shmar Li Peros Shebetchumcha. In other words, you have, I have my Peros in a makom that's chutz l'tchum Shabbos shali, but it's within the tchum Shabbos shalcha of you. And I'm asking you, since it's within the tchum Shabbos of your walking, to watch my peros, my knee, and in return, reciprocally, eshmer l'cha peros shebetchumi. You have some peros that are within the tchum of Shabbos for me. They're outside the tchum Shabbos of you. I'll watch your peros. Now, even though vis-a-vis each one, he himself could not go on Shabbos to the place where the peros are, because these are tchutz tchum of tchumin, but nevertheless he's allowed to say to him, you watch it, because as far as chaver is concerned, there's no isur v'dover. So he's not mentioning in his words something that's also for him. Uka'omar Abba Shola Tanakama. And now we can clarify the words of Abishol. He's talking to the Tanakama, who is Mater Chashecha L'Shmiris Peros, and he says, Milo Modis, don't you agree with me to this din of Shmuel? Demutar Adam, Loma L'Chaver Shmor Li Peros, Shebetchum Chavani Ashmor L'Cha Peros Shebetchumi. So why did you limit yourself in the Mishnah to just one case of Chashecha Lishmar? Ema, you could have said a klal that kol sheni zakai ba'amiro, so zakai ani lahachshich olav. And by making it a klal, b'kach l'lamdenu milvad heter Chashecha Lishmar Peres, heterim no sofim. If you would have formulated it as a general rule, we could have learned and derived other conclusions about when it's mutter. For example, a heter chashecha lefakeach al iske kala veiske mes, which we said was an amira that's muteres, and that would be included in this general rule of kol sheni zakai b'amiroso, zakani lahachshich olav, that just like I'm allowed to go out to the tchum in order to bring the kala whatever she needs, or whatever we need for the burial of the dead after Shabbos, and that's mutter. So therefore, an amira of that sort would be mutter. So then we could go way beyond the cases of tchum and get a klal for amira. Now the Gemara wants to know klal la'asuye mai. What din is the klal coming to be marbe? In other words, we have a general rule that whatever in a mishnah or in a braisa, it formulates a klal, it must be coming to include something that's a chiddush. And the Gemara answers, La suye hadetan rabbanon, a braisa that we have at the end of Masech to Shabbos, it says, Ein machshichin alat chum lahavi behema. You're not allowed to go out to the boundary on Shabbos in order that after Shabbos you'll bring an animal that's outside the tchum into the tchum. But hoisa omedes chutz l'tchum, if the animal is standing right near the sofa tchum, b'samach l'sofa tchum, then kori lo v'hi ba, then on Shabbos he's allowed to call to the animal to encourage the animal to come. And we're not afraid that the person will go chutz l'tchum in order to bring the animal in. And that's the chiddush and the extra halacha that we derive from the klal. Klal Omer Avashol, Kol Sheni Zakai Bamirosa Rashoy Ani Lahachshich Olov. And therefore, even though Machshichin Lefakeach Al Iske Kala, like to bring Adasim for the Kala, Iske Mes Lovilo Oron Vitachrichim, is the Amira's Muteres, because in all these cases it is Cheftze Mitzvah. So therefore, to the same extent that the Amira's Muteres, Lahachshich is also Muter, and Omrim Lo, we're allowed to say on Shabbos to a Shliach who's going to be Osek B'tzorche HaKala B'tzorche HaMes Lech, after Shabbos go L'mokom Ploni to a certain place to buy Tzorche HaKala Tzorche HaMes, V'im Lo Matzosa B'mokom Ploni, in case you don't find anyone to sell you those Tzorchim in that place, Havei B'mokom Ploni, then take it from another place and I'll tell you where you'll find it. This is where the Shuk is. Lo matzasa bimana, and if you can't find it at the price of 100 zuz, have bimasayim, then buy it for 200. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ubavad shelo yizkeh lo schum mekach. Rabbi Yossi does not allow him to mention the exact price that he should spend. In this case, he argues in the previous Tana, who is matir, even mentioning the price. He will allow you to tell you where to get it, L'makom Ploni, but don't go a step further and mention the amount of money. And this leads us to the second Mishnah here on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, which is right here in the middle of the Amud.